to the Hannah Ashton podcast, the podcast for the boss babe. So guys, it is our 11th episode, and I would have done a big ordeal. I would have done a big thing in the last episode, our 10th, if I realized it before I recorded it, but I didn't. So yeah, we're past 10 episodes already, and I've been so thrilled with how they've gone so far. Even if it affects one person, that's awesome, and it always affects me. I love making these podcasts, so, you know, there's always a reason to be putting out content, and I love doing it. So if you're a frequent listener, I want to know, so comment on SoundCloud, give my podcasts a like on SoundCloud, a heart. Those help me out so much. Or just reach out to me on social media and tweet at me or Instagram DM me or comment, whatever you want to do. I'd love to see your profiles. Anyway, today's podcast is an interview with Jasmine, and Jasmine grew up in Los Angeles, California, and the idea to create her own business came to her in middle school. She didn't continue it until her senior year of high school, but last year she created her online shop, Dainty Desires. She handpicks all her items and wanted to price products at a reasonable price, so they're available to anyone. And I asked her some questions about the startup, how she designed her own logo, and started making profit within her first year. Let me introduce you all to Jasmine, and I really hope you enjoy our interview. Hi, Jasmine. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. So let's tell the audience a little bit about yourself and your business, Dainty Desires.
So I'm 18, and I'm going in my freshman year of college. I started Dainty Desires. Well, it was an idea that I had created in middle school, and I tried it out, but it didn't really work out so well. Like, I didn't really get any customers, any people, like, going on my actual website, so I stopped for a little bit. And then last year, my senior year, like, the summer going into my senior year of high school, I decided that I was just really bored one summer, and I'm the type of person that likes to do things. Like, I don't like doing nothing. So I wanted to restart this and try it over again. So I had a more of a different approach than I did in middle school. And I just kind of went for like more like what I liked rather than like what I thought everyone else liked. So that ended up turning out a lot better for me. And I got a lot more people looking at my website and a lot more people buying my products as well.
That's awesome. And quick question, like, what gave you the idea to start, like, so young in middle school?
Well, I always wanted, like, my dream was to eventually, like, not work for anyone. Like, I wanted to be my own boss, and I always had that mindset that, like, I'm going to be working for myself. Like, I'm not going to work under anyone. And what mainly, like, made me start this was kind of my dad and my grandma, because they also were kind of had that like entrepreneur kind of sort of mind. So I was always surrounded by it. Like, my grandma makes chapstick and like sells things like at her house, or like
that's
in her
so
neighborhood. Yeah. So I always had that kind of like aspect around me.
That is so similar to me and sort of like what I grew up with too, because my dad has his own business and we're a single income family. So he really thrives in that, and we're able to support ourselves off that. And I was like, I want to do that too, or be able to just support a family off of like my own business or income or whatever. So yeah, I totally understand that. And I think in middle school, we both had the same ideas, maybe way before other people's even thought about incomes or entrepreneurship. Okay, so when you decided to start the business back up in high school, you said you wanted to focus more on the products that you like other than what you think other people like. So could you sort of explain like what your style is or what you look for when looking for store inventory?
So for me personally, I kind of like just the basics. Like, I don't like over the top sort of things. Like, when I personally like go to school and like dress up, I like a plain t-shirt or just something that like looks cute with like plain colors, like basic colors, black, white, blue, like kind of like pink and blush is kind of in right now. So I like those colors. Just a really simple person. And I think back then I was trying to go all out and have like new different things, but now I just focus on like more simple and like cute things.
Nice. So a little bit on the technical side, what was your process of creating the website, your logo, receiving, you know, inventory? How does all of that work? Mm-hmm. Or could you explain the process and how it was for you?
Yeah, so first off, I started by creating a name, and I just kept the same name that I thought of in middle school.
That's so cute.
So thank you. So once I got the name of what I wanted my brand to be, I decided that like my logo, I just wanted to be something that I liked. And I really enjoy nature and stuff, and I thought like flowers are really cute. So I just wanted it to be based on like my logo to be based on a flower. So I kind of just made the logo on my phone. Like the flower is an actual outline of a picture that I took of a flower. And then I just put like a pastel, like floral background over it with my name on it.
Oh wow, that is so creative and so cute. So, did you have any work in like graphic design, or were you just playing around like with some different ideas?
No, I was just playing around like all of it. Like I had no clue what I was doing, but I tried to like make it look as nice as possible. Like good thing now, like with people now, technology should come easy just for kids our age because we've been growing up with it for a while. So I was able to figure it out, and I did the same thing with my website too. Like I started off doing it on storeenvy.com, and that way I think that's a good startup, like a startup domain for anyone who like wants to start doing a shop because they don't charge you monthly for using that website. So all of it is like you, it's for free. And you, the only thing is that is hard about it is that you don't really have a lot of creative freedom with it. It's kind of just like the outline they give you.
And then, what do you use now as your platform for your store?
Now I use Wix.
There's a testimony to people at home listening that you don't have to pay a lot of money for your website or your logo, even though those are offered online. You can do it all yourself, DIY, no graphic art history or background necessary. How long have you had Dainty Desires since your relaunch?
So it'll be almost a year. It'll be a year next month, actually,
Okay, a year
in
next month.
October.
That's awesome. So, have you started making a profit? Or are you working towards breaking even? Or if you have done either of those things, how long did it take you?
Yes, so I actually made profit, I want to say like about 5 months going into my shop, which I thought was really like mind-blowing just because it's such a different outcome from what it was before. Like before I gotten zero customers, and like then I've gotten over like 130 orders.
Oh my goodness, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So I guess another question that I have is, how do you get people to come back? Like, do you send weekly newsletters with, or like new products, or do you send coupons, do holiday specials? Like, what are some of your best marketing tools you've learned over the past year?
So what I like to do is, which what I see not a lot of stores doing, is I like to interact with a lot of my followers. Like I'll either post stories on my Instagram, like, oh hey, like what do you guys think of this? And I'll have that, and a lot of people actually message me back, which I was really surprised about. And then I'll just message them back and have conversations. Like for people who order stuff, I write like individual notes for each of them, and then at checkout, I actually have like a note where like I kind of change the notes into like any like prayer requests for if people need it. Like, and I'll like put in my notes like, oh hey, like I hope this is going for you. Like, I'll be praying for you and stuff like that. And then make relationships with my customers and with followers on Instagram.
That's amazing. And I definitely think it's so important to interact, especially with a small business. You've had the ability to do that, which is phenomenal. And I love the prayer request thing because I've actually done a little bit of that too. Like some girls, they know I'm a Christian in my videos, so they'll send me their prayer requests and we'll have discussions. And it is just like such an empowering thing to just talk to someone you've never met about like prayer, and that like knowing you have someone across the country, across the world to like pray for you and pray for them. Have you had any, I don't know, awesome like testimonies, or is there any people you can remember that really stuck out that like made it an impact in your life, or you made an impact in theirs?
Well, I know that some people were like really skeptical from buying from my shop just because I'm new and like not a lot of people have heard of it. So it's kind of like hard to like persuade people like, oh, hey, like I'm a real shop, like I won't take your money. So I had some people really just really like this one girl in particular. She was very skeptical on going on my website and like purchasing something. And I can't really like, I don't really know how to prove to someone like, hey, like I'm not fake or anything. So I just talked to her and I just explained to her like what I do and like what my business is, and stuff like that. And she ended up buying something, and she was very happy with what happened. So she, after that, we kept in contact, and then she actually like wanted to start taking photos of like a lot of different products of mine. So we have like an ongoing like business relationship now.
That is awesome. Yeah. And I noticed one thing you do to sort of help show people like, yes, I do actually send out the orders. I'm not a scam website, is you have pictures of people who've ordered and they post on Instagram and you repost them, correct?
Yes, I do that.
Yeah, I love that. I love seeing, like, I don't know, other people wearing the products too, especially on social media. I think it's an awesome way to advertise. So let's talk a little bit about your charity work and your Operation Christmas Child work.
Yes. So basically, I have a really big heart for, like, kids. And, like, I just think it's, like it really like speaks out to me when like it, like there's other kids in like the world that like don't have as much as we have. And I just really like that really like breaks my heart. So with Operation Christmas Child, like you pack a box and those boxes are filled with like everyday things that we like take for granted. So like toothbrush, toothpaste, like school supplies, pencils, notebooks, and maybe like toiletries and stuff, and they get sent out to third world countries. And those boxes are handed out by Samaritan's Purse, and they help kids like learn about the gospel. And like the box will represent like will represent the love of Jesus, and like it gets sent out. And I just think it's really cool to like hear the stories. Like I remember one story in specific. There was one girl, she got a toothbrush in her box, and that toothbrush like meant the world to her, because before she would have to share her toothbrush with like 27 other people.
Oh my
yeah.
God. Breaks my heart. So when did you get the idea to put, let's see, is it 10% of your profit?
Yes, 10%.
Into it, because I've also actually done the Operation Christmas Child in the past. With mm-hmm. just like my family, like we put a box together at Christmas and send it. But when did you get the idea to like use part of your profit to just curating these boxes for these children?
Well, I was doing really good with my sales. And then one day it was like a church message, and then it was Sunday. And there was just a message of someone like he was talking about how some people aren't happy when they have success unless they like share it with others. And I just felt like, oh my gosh, like I need to do something. Like I'm making money and I want to like help other people and like do something that I actually care about.
And I think every business needs to have a charity. And even if you're not religious, like it doesn't have to be like a religious organization. It could be any charity. There's so many charities out in the world that are awesome that I feel just like every business needs to give back, because then also your customers see that and your customers want to buy more of that. It's just like goes full circle and everyone's happy. So
yeah.
Something I noticed on your website is you also sell a few beauty products. So how did you want to start selling? Right now you just sell the coffee scrub actually, but
yes.
Do you want to continue to start selling more beauty products or just focus more on fashion and accessories and tech?
I think that I want to more in the future. I really, like, I use the coffee scrub myself, and I like it. Like, it's really nice. I think I want to start doing, like, making my own bath bombs, and, like, me and my grandma have talked, and, like, I think she's going to start making chapstick for me to use and sell. I don't know if people would be interested in that, but I think it'd be cool to, like, also help my grandma out, like, with her, and, like, just get her business out there, as well as, like, helping mine, too.
I love it. And I always created all the like different DIY scrubs and masks when I was little. Like I still like to do it. I just don't take the time, but it is so fun to make all those products for sure.
Yeah, it really is. Like, and some people are too lazy, which is why like people like it, but they're too lazy, which is why I'm willing to make it and sell it if people are interested.
So you have over 7,000 followers on Instagram, which is awesome. Could you tell us a little bit about how you grew your Instagram following?
So how I grew, basically when I started out, like the first, I want to say like week of starting out, I kind of just followed a bunch of people who were like interested in like the same thing. So like people who are like interested in like different like clothing stores, like Forever 21, Brandy Melville, Urban Outfitters. That's what I kind of did the first week. And then once I felt like I got a good amount, I kind of like reached out to other people who would like be willing to post photos of my clothing. Like I would send them clothes and then they would post photos of me. And then once I got a good amount of followers, a good amount of orders started coming in. And then with those people, I wrote in my notes if they could take a photo and like send it to me, and I would repost that photo just so I could like keep building up and show people that people are actually using my things and they actually like it.
A question that just came into my mind when you said orders, how long does it usually take for you to like package it up, add your cute notes and business card, and then send it out? Like, how long is that process?
It depends on the item. So like sometimes, like the amount of clothing that people will get, like if it's one or two, it'll take me like, sometimes I'll ship it within the same day that they order if I'm really like on top of my stuff. But usually, I want to say average, it'll take me like 2 to 4 days to ship out an order.
Okay. That's not too bad at all. And your prices are really amazing for the clothes. Like when I received my two pieces, which you guys can see on my Instagram, if you want to check, see which pieces I chose, but how did you choose your pricing and create it so affordably?
Yeah. So for me, I love online shopping because it's so much more convenient than going to the store. So for me, I put that into consideration that I am a college student and I'm broke. So I wanted my prices to be reasonable, and I like price everything out to the thing or to the price that I would actually buy something for. So if if I felt like something was too expensive and I wouldn't pay for it, then I wouldn't charge that much.
And I can see how like through this episode, like how personal you are with your shop and how close it really is to you. Like you said, you like interacting with your audience, showing that it's you behind all of this. And right now you're a one woman show, right? Like it's just you running it.
Yes, it's just me.
So you're in your first year of college, you're 18. Where do you see yourself and this business if you think you'll continue to run it in 5 years from now, let's say?
Hopefully it gets a lot more successful. Ultimately, my dream for now in 5 years is to maybe have like my own little office just for my business. Like I'm not saying like a whole warehouse, but maybe like just like a room or something that I can like dedicate to my store, like having a ton of inventory and like where I can just stay in and like just a space where I can pack all my stuff. Cause right now I just do everything from my room. So all my inventory is like organized. I have two shelves under my bed. So like they're kind of just organized under my bed, and I just like sit in my room and like pack my orders.
So someone listening who's maybe wanting to start an online shop, that one of their questions may be, how much inventory do you know to like buy from the dealer, I guess you call it? I don't know, from the place where you buy all your inventory. How many pieces do you buy at a time before you start getting orders on it?
So for me, what I started off with was finding something that I really, so I started off with, I think, two items and like two pieces of clothing. And with those two pieces of clothing, I made sure that they were like as basic and simple as possible, because the more basic and simple, the more people will probably want it and will like it. So what I started off with was buying two different colors of that top and then five of each size. So small, medium, and large. And then from that, I was just able to take pictures and post them, and then people were interested in it.
That's so cool. So I noticed you have a lot of different models on your website. Are they just friends that like to help you out?
Yes, they are. They're all my friends who just love to take pictures. And yeah.
I love it. Do you ever have like a photo shoot day? Like do all of them come over at once and like you, I don't know, put together like a little photo shoot, or is it just
We do that. We have like little days where we like plan like, okay, we're going to do a photo shoot. So, like, do your makeup and like do your hair and stuff like that. And then they get to pick what tops they want to model and stuff. And like most of my tops are actually named after my friends.
Oh yeah. I noticed that they all have names. That is so cute. Oh my gosh. I love that so much. And again, adding that personal touch to your store and your website. So Jasmine, my last question that I ask everyone is, what is your favorite quote at the moment that just keeps you going, motivational, or that you just like? It's just pretty, maybe.
So the quote that I really like is from Colossians 3:23, and it's, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord. And I just think that's a really good reminder for me to have, like, what I'm doing, like, should be praising God, and like I just want to do everything to the best of my ability.
And I think you are totally doing that with your charity work and your testimony and just reaching out to so many girls, way more than just, you know, selling them clothing items. So
yeah,
I'm all for your shop, Dainty Desires, and all your work in the future. And I can't wait to see where you go. And I'm so excited to share with my following the pieces that I got, because I love them. And I think they're so, so cute. But yeah, is there anything else you want to say to the Hannah Ashton audience?
If anyone's interested in, like, getting in contact and, like, trying to take photos of anything, like, just email me at info@shopdaintydesires.com, and we can probably work something out.
Awesome. So guys, hit her up, and I will have all of her links in the show notes on my blog, hannahashtoncontent.com. So go check it out, or it's soon to be hannahashton.com. But yeah, that's going to be it for today's recording. Okay. Thank you so much, Jasmine, and we will keep in touch soon.
Thank you for having me.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, that was it for this episode of the Hannah Ashton Podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed and maybe learned something from my interview with Jasmine. If you did, comment on this podcast or comment on my social media. Also, if you want to be on a podcast, send me an email, and all that information is on the blog, hannahashtoncontent.com/blog. Okay, guys, I will see you next week for another awesome interview that I did in person with one of my good friends. So get excited for that. All right, have a great day. Bye.